Yo, hey guys, this is a little something to hold you over until our new project is officially launched. Produced and put together by our very own Gizmo, featuring fan clubs here in Toronto as well as across the globe.
Calcio Fan Clubs. One of the easiest ways to show support for your favorite Serie A club outside the peninsula. Run by fans who devote considerable time and resources to support them. Milan, Juventus, two of Italian football's biggest teams that boast the largest global support. On this episode, I'm going to uncover the experience of joining these clubs, watching games with the group, and what it takes to keep one alive and successful. All this, and so much more, on Stereo Serie A. Gangsters, what's up, guys? The voice in your speaker right now is producer Gizmo. And like I mentioned too in the intro, this episode is going to be about two of Italian football's biggest teams and their fan clubs globally outside the peninsula. So to start this one off, we're going to dive into the Juventus Club of Toronto. So, full disclosure, three members of this podcast program are members of the official Juventus fan club in Toronto. And yes, they are an official fan club because they are run by someone associated with the organization, the club in Torino. So in this case, we have come off the summer with these interviews and, the Juventus fan club was able to bring a trophy tour. What is a trophy tour? Well, Juve was able to bring both the Scudetto and the Coppa Italia to its respected fan clubs in North America. So both trophies were on display for fans to come and take pictures. Furthermore, we were allowed to touch and kiss the trophies. Oh yeah, and they brought a couple other guys. You might have heard of them. Mauro Camoronesi and Fabrizio Ravanelli. So shout out to the Juventus fan club of Toronto. We were able to sit down and kind of uncover some of the, you know, main things that happen, exactly why this fan club exists. We were able to get in touch with the president, and he was nice enough to sit down and have an interview with us, as well as some members from the club. So without further ado, the president of the Juventus Fan Club of Toronto, Joe Martelli.
First time ever that the trophies are leaving Italy. Part of the fan club trophy tour 2018. I'm honored as the president of the Juventus official fan club Toronto to host this event as a first stop in North America. Then tomorrow they'll be leaving, they're going to Vancouver, then they have Palo Alto, Silicon Valley, yeah. And then Miami.
And how long has the club been around in Toronto?
The Juventus official fan club, also known aka Juventus Club Dog in the past, it's been around for 15 years, since 2002. And we're counting around 130 members and growing fast.
And what can we expect from the Juve Club of Toronto in the upcoming years? What big things do we have planned? What are the perks of joining the club? And how can you join this club?
To go to watch games this season. Be a member. If you're out there, just call me, contact me, go on the website. You're going to see my number. I'm willing to answer any question. Be a Juventus official fan club member. You're going to receive your card, your gift, usually during Christmas, and plus you have a chance. Hey, Joe, I want to go watch a game. I'm one phone call away for you. I'm waiting for you.
What does it mean to you to be the president of this club?
For me, my dear friend, to be president means everything. I became president in January, and wow, it's an emotion. I put passion. This is not my job. I do this because I love Juventus. I love the lifestyle. I don't sleep at night. Last night I slept 4 hours. I couldn't wait this event. And I'm still keep going.
The adrenaline is
going. The adrenaline keeps running. It's an emotion I cannot explain. Just be with the members, watching the game. Wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch Juventus Torino. Hardcore members, guys. Please join the club. We need people like you out there.
And how can we register for the club?
You can go online. There's a form, a printable form. There's a PDF form. Soon a PayPal will be available, a PayPal account. Because we have to go with the flow, you know, yeah. With the technology. Again, simple way, you can print your form, mail, you can pay check, cash, doesn't matter. It's only $65 a year. And you can get pretty much everything. And plus, you're going to get the 10% discount on any Juve store, even online, when you get your card. Guys, more than this, come. Join this big family called Juventus.
There's not much more that you can ask for.
Yeah, shout out to Nato Grassi, who was there that afternoon with intern and myself. Yeah, so that was President Joe. Like he said, giving you a brief history of the club, 15 years in existence. So they're probably rounding a decade and a half. So good for them. What is it? Just a place where old people go and watch games? No, you get a mix of everyone. We got men, women, children, pets. Actually, I don't know about pets. We'll double check on that. What are you going to do? Just sit around and nobody talks to you? No, not true. There's stories to be shared. One in specifically, President Joe's story about seeing Del Piero score one of the most iconic goals in the 90s.
1994, Juventus Fiorentina, 3-2. I was there. I saw the Juventus, the Alessandro Del Piero goal at the end when Ravanelli crossed to Vialli, and I was there, Primonello. E Baggio was right above me. I live the dream. I live Alessandro Del Piero, and yes, it's going to be Alex.
He is the one player that everybody looks up to. He's the symbol.
You're going to go there. You're going to definitely get some proper interaction. People are going to share stories. This is what the fan club is all about, not just sitting around watching a game in silence. You're going to talk to people, and I think that's basically what everybody wants. They want a place where they can go, watch games, feel good about their team, criticize their team in a manner that allows for a good discussion to happen, like a graceful exchange of ideas. I've definitely experienced this by going to a few fan clubs, so that was the president. And like I made mention to before, this is an official fan club, so with that comes the association with the main Juventus club in Torino, in Italy. They have a board of members, and we were able to sit down with the treasurer, Jack, and he explains exactly more perks about the club, what it takes, you know, to be the treasurer, what it's like having such a role. So without further ado, Jack Giannone.
And we are here with Jack Giannone. Jack, thank you for coming on our show.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
What does an event like this mean to you?
It's huge, and I'll tell you why. Because here, being in Canada, we always get forgotten by the big clubs. You know, they're always going to the States to play games and mini tournaments, but they never come here. And the fact that they decided to start a trophy tour here in Toronto with the Juventus Club, official fan club of Toronto, that's huge. It's telling us that, you know what, we recognize you. We see you out there. So we're going to do our best to make you happy.
What makes the Juventus Club of Toronto different from the other fan clubs that are out there?
Because we are affiliated with the Juventus Football Club.
The first recognized.
We are recognized by them, and we are an official fan club, and there won't be another official fan club Toronto. You could get one in other parts of Ontario, but for the city of Toronto, we will be the first and only.
The first and only. What are some of the perks in joining the club, and how can you become a member of this club?
Okay, so I'll start with the perks. I'm a prime example, second year into the club. I pay my membership, watch a couple of games here and there, and next thing you know, we get offered Champions League tickets to the final. So guess who went to the Cardiff final?
With Rocco Fasano?
I went with Rocco Fasano. We went, we bought the tickets at face value, okay? No ticket gouging, no nothing. They treated us with respect over there. They were happy that we represented. You pay the transfer fee, which a wire transfer fee. You pay the exchange rate, and then it's face value after that. And by that, you just get a hold of the president. You tell him you're an active member. You've paid your $65 to be a member, and 9 out of 10 times you get to go to your games. Depending on the games, right? There's big games, small games. right? The big games, it's hard. They want to take care of their season ticket holders first.
For sure.
And after that, they do take care of us.
So like Jack was saying, there's definitely more incentive now for teams like Juve and Milan to want to have more of a global reach. They want to be able to interact with their fan clubs around the world. One of the best ways to do that, obviously, is to establish an official fan club. You're also able to get tickets to games, which is a big thing at face value. Who doesn't want to see a game in the Allianz Stadium? But not have to pay $500 more than they should. Being able to get access to face value tickets plus whatever the wire transfer is huge. And going to the game, being able to experience such like raw emotion in Italy via the fan club here in North America is just something that I think everybody, if you're a Calcio fan, that's your dream. So we're able to stop in also and talk to Rocco Fasano during that afternoon. And Rocco also gave us some insight into what it's like being a member.
And we are here with Rocco Fasano. Rocco, what do events like this mean to you and mean to this club?
These events are the reason why people join the club in the first place. Exclusive events for only members. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing. I think it's a great feeling. It's a surprise for everyone. It makes the whole cost worth it.
And how long have you been a member of this club?
I've been a member for now 3 years. 3 years in this club.
And you've been able to watch it grow, and how has it been able to improve over the years, so, and what do you think they're going to continue to do in order to improve every year?
When I joined the club, there were about 86 or 87 members. I got on to the board pretty quickly, and we've seen it grow at least by 20 members. So I think we're maybe well over 110 right now. And generally, the events have been traditionally the same ones. We've been watching games together. We have the picnic. We have special events like this. The perks have been better advertised, I find. And people over time find that there is greater and greater value as you get the perks better advertised, better taken advantage of.
What would be who would be your dream signing this summer? And which areas do you think Juve needs to strengthen in?
Honestly, I'm completely thrown. As far as dream signings concerned, I mean, you know, like the sky's the limit, right?
When Are you on the Savic camp when like everybody else?
You know what? I don't even believe in Milinkovic Savic and as a realistic signing. But, you know, while we're dreaming, I mean, why stop at Milinkovic Savic and not go for Cristiano Ronaldo or Bale, who apparently wants to play more? You know, that kind of stuff. It's not really my job to strategize.
Yeah.
They know where the strengths need, where we need strengthening. We have Emre Can coming on very likely. That's one area already bolstered in the midfield. As far as defense is concerned, you know, I think we're about to fill some holes that were left behind by Lichtsteiner and Asamoa. With Spinazzola coming on board, even though he's undergone surgery recently, and who knows, maybe Darmian might be around the corner. You know, that could be a De Sciglio project 2.0, where he could get a little dusting and polishing from Allegri.
Did Zio Rocco just predict the Ronaldo transfer before the Ronaldo transfer even happened? Quite possibly. Good on you. And that's a good friend of the show, Rocco Fasano at Catenaccio NA. And just to close off our interviews with the Juventus Fan Club of Toronto, another friend of the show, Mr. Joe Siracco.
What does it mean to be part of this club? What are some of the perks of joining this club? What are some of the events that we can expect coming up in the summer as well as next season?
To me, it's kind of like a family, like a Bianconero family. We've got people from all over, all different backgrounds, men, women, children, who just love the Bianconeri. In terms of events, we'll probably be doing something with the Juventus Summer Tour in the fall, but stay tuned for that. You can obviously hit us up on our social media for more of that as the news becomes available.
And where can we follow you and the Juve Club of Toronto on social media to look at the upcoming events and special things going on?
You can look us up on Twitter at Juve Club, Juventus Club TO, Instagram at Juve Club TO as well, and our Juventus Official Fan Club Toronto Facebook page as well on Facebook.
Perfect. Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
So yeah, that just about wraps up the entire experience in Toronto. If you're a fan of Juventus, obviously hit up the Juventus official fan club in Toronto. They're always having events. They watch basically every single Juve game. And just an overall great environment to be a fan of the Bianconeri. Moving over to the Rossoneri, we have the Milan fan club of Toronto, run by friend of the show, Maurizio. And before we get into the fan club in Toronto, I just want to give a quick shout out to our friends, Dave from the Milan Club of Philly and his wife, Angie, who just recently, over this past season, were able to organize a trip for a bunch of Milan fans to go to the San Siro and watch the game between AC Milan and Juventus. So you can obviously tell there's a massive interest here in North America. Most people aren't even aware of that if they're not even from the continent. Going to different places and different countries and talking to people, they kind of forget that North America had a big influx of Italian immigrants at the time. And the entire general interest of people in the league, and not to mention, this is prior to Ronaldo, as the interview with Rocco had shown, that there's over 100 members in the fan club in Toronto. And last time I was there for our general meeting, I think we peaked about almost to 150 members. So the fan clubs are growing every single season. So if you're definitely a fan, get in touch with these guys or start one of your own. There's no, obviously it takes some work, but if you're dedicated and, you know, you're someone who's seriously about it, I would 100% recommend it. And shout out to Franco Faz from New York, because there's also a Milan fan club in New York. So the reach goes to basically all the big cities. You got a Milan club in Toronto. There's one in Montreal in Canada. There's one in New York, one in Philadelphia, and even when it comes to the Juve fan clubs, there's Toronto, there's Vancouver, there's Southern California, I'm pretty sure there's one in New York, and later in the episode, we're going to get to ones that are even further across the Pacific Ocean, but stay tuned for that. So now we're going to talk about the Milan Club of Toronto, run by our friend Maurizio, and we've had the pleasure of going and attending his events. They just recently moved into a new venue, and that venue was the Mills Tap House in Vaughan. So that's basically their meeting place. Great environment. If there's one thing I could say is during the event when they were hosting the derby between Milan and Inter, this was during football season, NFL football season, and a couple guys walked in and they were like, yeah, we're here to watch football. And I thought what was so cool at the time was the waitresses were like, oh, okay, there's, you know, we understand you guys are here for football, but there's actually a fan club here and all the TVs are basically tuned to the soccer game. So shout out to the bar there, the Mills Tap House, for basically saying, hey, you know what? We acknowledge that we have a fan club here and we're not going to shortchange these guys. They're fans. They've, you know, decided to congregate here, bring us their business, and we're going to respect that. Sure, maybe it's not entirely popular in the area, but we respect it, and that's what you need. So without further ado, you might have heard this interview before, but we just want to give another shout-out to our friend Maurizio. So, Maurizio, Milan Club of Toronto.
So we're now joined here with Maurizio, the founder, the president. We're not sure what to call him, but he's the guy who started the Milan Club of Toronto. You had a great event tonight, or today, this afternoon. A lot of people coming out, even a couple Inter fans, which, you know, are a little bit suspect. But hey, you know, they made the trek into enemy waters, so credit to them. But what were your thoughts on the overall event and how everything went today?
Overall event was great. Those ones that went into uncharted territories, yeah, that's a little risky business. I can't exactly tell them not to come.
Well, at least they didn't bring any knives or any weapons or anything. They kept
no,
it pretty, you know.
That would have been in other territories.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I guess it's all fun and games. But as far as the event going, a week's worth or more of pushing, tweeting, retweeting, Instagrams, emails, you name it, it takes a toll.
Yeah, I could imagine. But you know what? You guys packed the place tonight. You did a great job. You guys even offered a little raffle at the end of it, which was really cool, giving out some scarves and some jerseys and some paraphernalia. So
this place has been great. I have to plug them. The Mills Tap House and Grill has been great. Great food, great beer. If you like craft beer, come and find us. And we'd be more than happy to have you here. It's been great family atmosphere. You guys seen kids running around. It's just one big happy Rossoneri family. We needed a new venue, a more family-oriented venue, and it was needed. So, yeah.
Very good. And fans can expect the Milan Club of Toronto here. I see you got some posters up and stuff here as well.
You can
expect the Milan Club of Toronto here at the Mills Tap House in Vaughan, just outside of Vaughan Mills.
That's right.
And you can join Maurizio and the rest of the gang over here. And you know what? I was really impressed. I wasn't sure how the turnout was going to be, but I was impressed. If you're a Milan fan in Toronto, make sure you come here, check them out for a game. They do a great job. Maurizio does a great job. Thank you very much so much for your time, Maurizio.
Well, in closing, as I've said many a times, sempre, sempre Forza Milan.
So yeah, that's good friend of the show, Maurizio. And like you said, a good family atmosphere. You have children running around. It just makes all for a great time. And you're probably wondering, hey, what is this? Just a boys club? Sure, you say men, women, and children, but we haven't heard from any ladies yet. Without further ado, Sabrina from the Milan Club of Toronto.
So state your name.
My name is Sabrina.
Sabrina. So Sabrina, you are a Milan fan?
Somewhat, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
In recent
times.
And
you're from the Toronto area. So what made you just started to support Milan? What's the history behind you following the club?
It wasn't a decision I made. My dad, all his brothers, his dad, and as far back as we can know, we are all Milan fans. So first thing I got when I was born was a little Milan jersey that my nonno got for me from Italy. And it was a love affair since then.
Very cool. Very cool. Thoughts on today's match?
I mean, classic Milan in this season. We played a pretty good match, and in the dying minutes, we let it go. We had a lapse in concentration, and Donnarumma showing his age and his inexperience, you could say, and just making a terrible error in the dying minutes.
Favorite Milan player ever, and your favorite currently on the club?
My favorite Milan player is Maldini, without a doubt. He bleeds the black and red. He is just the epitome of Milan. When you think Milan, you think Maldini. And I think that the reason why I like Cutrone now is he seems to be the only player currently that exudes that same Milan attitude.
And where do you expect Milan to finish this season?
I would like for them to sneak into that fourth place position, but if they're going to keep making mistakes like they did today, we might be hoping for Europa League instead.
Very true. And you think they're going to go far in the Europa League this year?
I think they can. It's a tournament that we've never conquered before. So if we can get our focus up, and if we know we're not getting close to that fourth spot, make a push for the Europa League instead and trying to get in the Champions League instead.
Awesome.
That way.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you on the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the input.
Ta-da! Not just a boys club, men, women, children, and that's to be said at both clubs, both the Juventus Club of Toronto and both the Milan Club. North American clubs, like we made mention to before, Dave in Philly and Franco in New York, just a bunch of good people that wanted to bring fans of their respective Serie A teams together. That's across the Atlantic. What about crossing over to the Pacific Ocean into a different place that not a lot of people were aware of, at least our listeners perhaps, so probably wondering, what's this guy talking about?
I met a strange lady, she made me nervous, she took me in and gave me breakfast, and she said, do you come from a land down under?
That's right. Crossed the Pacific, went to the land down under. I'm talking about Australia. I had one of the greatest opportunities to go to Australia and visit family. While I was there, I obviously didn't want to miss any of the Serie A action. And I was able to get in touch with the Juventus fan club of Sydney and the Juventus official fan club of Melbourne. So they kind of have the same thing that we do in Toronto. One fan club in Melbourne is an official dock club, so like they are officially recognized and affiliated with the main club of Juventus in Torino, and the one in Sydney is a bit more casual, like our friends Maurizio and Sabrina at the Milan Club of Toronto. Just going into it right away, the time zone obviously is 16 hours ahead of the Eastern time here in North America. So that meant that games were played at either 10:30 p.m., 1 in the morning, 4:30 a.m., or 6:30 a.m. Now, I was able to watch one game, actually. Well, I spent some time there, and I was able to watch a game for every single kickoff time. Not the best, I'll be honest, but you realize that people in Australia, once they're dedicated fans, they're staying up late or waking up super early, and I was a part of the process. So I'll start off with the Juventus fan club in Sydney. I wasn't exactly sure how to get in touch with them. Found them on Twitter, sent them a DM. I was responded to, and they basically gave me the time and place for a game. So I showed up to this place called Zona Azzurri, and that's a cafe. If you are familiar with Sydney, it's in Alexandria, New South Wales. So I showed up there and I watched the game. It was Juventus versus Sampdoria. That's when Juve got saved by the video assistant referee, or Samponato would have had another 90th minute plus injury time saving grace for Sampdoria. Luckily, the Bianconeri were able to get that call overturned. But just being there, watching the game at quite a late time, I was never used to watching a Serie A game at in the evening, let alone like 10:30 at night. Here in Toronto, the time zones call for 2:30 in the afternoon, 9 a.m. Sometimes you get the espresso fixture at 6:30 a.m., and I'm sure everybody is more or less on the same page. But being there to watching it early was fine. It actually kind of brings out the more dedicated fans, so I was pretty happy about that. And then another experience I want to talk about is when I was able to meet someone from Indonesia. I believe his name was Reza, and he gave me some cool insight into how Serie A became big in Indonesia. So his explanation for this was during the 90s, I believe, when Serie A was at its peak in the 90s and early 2000s, and the days of the Seven Sisters. So that being, I believe at the time it was like Juve, Milan, Inter, Lazio, Sampdoria. I think Parma might have been in the mix. And forgive me, I think it's Fiorentina as well. Anyone at that time could have conquered Serie A, and they all had arguably the best players in the world, all in one country, all in one league. So that was, I guess, the time when cable was able to be broadcasted over into Indonesia. Not to say it wasn't the first time, but I think it's the first time they got like a soccer broadcast. I didn't mean to say cable, but I think that's the first time professional soccer was broadcasted there. And at the time, I guess that's kind of what took off. So the Seven Sisters and all the Serie A was broadcasted, and it just took off. And I was always curious about how Indonesia really got its big fan base, because I've always seen the main Juventus page interacting with its Indonesian fan clubs, reposting their stuff. And I was just kind of always interested into how that exactly transpired. And then following my conversation with Reza, he was even surprised that in Canada, he didn't realize, or in North America in general, so United States and Canada, how they also possess such a big fan base. And I shared some information with him that there was a lot of Italian immigrants that came to North America post-World Wars. In Toronto, I believe the number at a time was there was a concentration of about 350,000 people of Italian descent or direct Italian immigrants living in and around the greater Toronto area and in the city of Toronto. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the biggest celebrations outside of Italy after the victory at the 2006 World Cup was actually in Toronto. So just giving someone that statistic from a different part of the world, and just to see their eyes light up, like, I didn't even realize that something like this was possible. I didn't know that, you know, across the ocean, where my entire outlook was, okay, they have Americans, they have Canadians, they watch hockey, and, you know, whatever other American sport, basketball, football, baseball, someone's perception, and then being able to, you know, kind of say something contrary and just watch their eyes light up in like almost disbelief, but in sort of relief as well, as to, okay, we're not the only ones. Like, I can go anywhere and still be able to watch my favorite team, still support my favorite team, engage in discussions with people that I had no idea were even capable of. So that was in Sydney. Moving over to, well, actually, before I end on Sydney, I just want to give a shout out to the guy who was putting on the events there at the cafe. His name is Michele. If you're in Sydney and you're a Juventus fan, hit up the club. I promise you, you're going to get taken care of. It's a wonderful atmosphere. Obviously, the weather's going to be good. I was there in December. For everyone in North America, you're probably expecting December to be frozen over, snow falling down. No, you go to Australia, it's nice as shit over there, okay? It's warm, you can walk around, and you're going to get taken care of. You're going to watch a nice Juventus game. Well, I don't know how nice it's going to be depending on the result, but you're going to get taken care of. You're going to meet new people. You're going to have a good time. Moving over to Melbourne. So Melbourne has an official fan club, and I was reached out to by one of the members who listens to the show. And when he knew I was going to Australia for a holiday, he invited me to come watch a game with the fan club. And I can't thank these guys enough. Like, walking in and being treated as if I was a member from day one. These guys gave me all the info, where to go. So they meet at the, if you're in Melbourne and you're a Juve fan, go see the 48-hour gnocchi and pizza bar in Melbourne. The president Ricardo and member James, these guys completely took care of me, like I mentioned before, the nicest guys. So they also have a Facebook page, that's the Juventus Club Doc Melbourne Gigi Buffon. After the game, so that game was the Coppa Italia game against Bologna, Juve came out with the victory 2-0, and we sat around for probably a couple hours after just chatting with, I was able to sit down with the president Ricardo and get some more information about how he started the fan club in Melbourne. And you know, he basically explained to me that he's been the president for 3 years. I believe the club has been around for five. And just the overall vibe of people there is exactly as you would expect it. A welcoming group of people that just want to enjoy the game, want to talk to you. Everyone's, you know, free to share their opinion. There's no putting down of somebody's opinion. It's a good discussion. And I think that's what, you know, what everybody aims to do. I mean, sure, you can sit at your home comfortably watching the game, whether you're streaming it or there's a cable provider that will show the games. But I think something that really pushes the sport forward on the global scale anyway is having these established fan clubs and a bunch of people that just want to get together and have a good time watching the game, engaging in discussions. And then also when you can bring two fan clubs together. So when I went back to Sydney, because I was only in Melbourne for about 4 days, I went back to Sydney to watch the Supercoppa, and I had about 6 days left before I was flying back home to Toronto. The Juventus club in Sydney and the Milan club in Sydney got together to watch the Supercoppa. Now, you're probably wondering why. Like I mentioned before, one of the best places, like, just great people, super nice, and like civilized enough to say, you know what, we understand there's a big game happening, it's for a trophy. Look, Milan fans, bring, you know, you and yours, and we'll have ours, and we're going to get together and watch the game. And I can tell you from firsthand experience being there that it was just a good atmosphere. You know, you're cheering on your team. Nothing kicks off or explodes. It's just two fan clubs that want to come together and are civil enough to say, okay, you know what, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, I respect you, you respect me, I support my team, you support yours. And that's it. At the end of the day, we go home. Well, actually, if you're in Australia, it's not at the end of the day. It's after this week. I probably got to go to work after, because that kickoff time was 4:30. So by the time we got out, of the cafe, it was about 6:30 a.m. I know some guys were off to work. I had the luxury of going back to the place where I was staying that to have a nice nap. So shout out to everyone in Australia, the Juventus Club of Sydney and the Juventus Club of Melbourne, who also sent me home with one of their official fan club scarves. So I could not be more appreciative. Both the fan clubs, the way they treat people. If I could say one thing about Australia, being there for almost 4 weeks, it's that it's one of the nicest places with the best people. I've never felt more welcome, more respected as an individual than being there. And shout out to James Volpato, who gave me all the info in Melbourne. You have priority questions, interactions, basically for life, as long as the show keeps going on. So thank you guys very much. And just on a closing note here, you're probably wondering, okay, after you know, hearing all of this and listening to people that are a part of fan clubs, people that have started them, maybe you want to start one of your own. Hey, absolutely. I think you should do that. It doesn't have to be specific. You know, maybe start with the Serie A club at first and find the people that are interested. Find a place that respects the league. Like I made mention to the Milan club of Toronto's venue, how they basically said, listen, to a couple other guys that came in, if you want to watch NFL, like, we might be able to put it on one TV, but, you know, we have fan clubs here to watch soccer, and that's the game that's what's going to be on our TVs. We respect the league, we respect the fans, and it gets all, you know, it almost gets priority over any other sport, any other league that might be happening at the same time. If you're not able to get a place, then guys, you know what, the technology is available. Like we saw in Sydney, these guys just have projectors, they hook it up to their phones or computers, and it's able to be projected onto a wall, onto a screen. Guys, if there's a will, there's a way. Another thing that I have to commend is the social media presence. Okay, this is probably one of the biggest things for fan clubs. It's just stay updated. Okay, you don't have to post every single day, but every time there's an event, make sure everybody knows about it. Okay, I can tell you the Juventus Fan Club of Toronto has an email list, and they also post on all their social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, basically saying, hey guys, you know, we're watching this game. We're here at our clubhouse this time. Just a reminder, letting you know. It's not that you have to be, you know, constantly finding people to release articles or retweeting different things. It's just, hey guys, just a brief reminder. We're watching the game here, this place, this time. And that basically goes for all fan clubs. I know the Milan club does it as well, also in Philadelphia and in New York. And that's basically the conversation I had with the guys in Australia too, which one of the biggest things was make sure everybody's reminded, all your fans, and even people that aren't fans. So maybe people that just come across your page, because there's nothing more discouraging to a fan than seeing that there is a social media account, but there's no actual posts happening. So you go on and you see the last post that came from this account was like some article that they retweeted in 2016, like over 3 years ago. You're thinking, okay, they definitely aren't around anymore, when they are. So don't forget to make mention, we're watching this game this time, we're having an event, we're having a get together, and it's just overall creates like just a great atmosphere, a great group of people, and a wonderful community. And I just want to say I'm really happy to be a part of it, to be welcomed in by fans of Juventus and also fans of AC Milan. So I think that basically ends off the show. Thank you for listening. You're probably wondering when the next edition of Stereo Serie A is going to hit the airwaves. Guys, hang on. It's coming. Spring 2019. I just wanted to share my experience on holidays and also with the fan clubs in the city. So thank you for listening and enjoy. Cheers.
A big thank you to producer Gizmo for putting that all together. And a huge thank you to the supporters clubs here in Toronto, Milan, Juventus, as well as over in Australia. And to every other fan club who has supported and listened to our show, we thank you so, so much. And keep up the passion for Serie A. Make sure you stay tuned for a new project dropping this spring.